Hi, og velkommen til Norsk julegudstjeneste. Hello, and welcome to the Norwegian Christmas Chapel service. We hope you enjoy the special music and the messages from Norwegian students that offer a glimpse into how Norwegians celebrate the Christmas season.
Så tenner vi et lys i kveld. Vi tenner det for glede. Det står og skinner for seg selv og oss som til stede. Så tenner vi et lys i kveld. Vi tenner det for glede.
Så tenner vi to lys i kveld, to lys for håp og glede. De står og skinner for seg selv og oss som til stede. Så tenner vi to lys i kveld, to lys for håp og glede.
Dette hellige evangelium står skrevet hos evangelisten Lukas i det andre kapittel, og begynner med det første verset. Det skjedde i de dager at det gikk ut befaling fra keiser Augustus om at hele verden skulle innskrives i manntall. Denne første innskrivning ble holdt mens Kvirinius var landshøvding i Syria, og alle dro av sted for å la seg innskrive hver til sin by.
Josef dro da fra byen Nazaret i Galilea opp til Judea, til Davids by Bethlehem, siden han var av Davids hus og ett, for å la seg innskrive sammen med Maria, sin trolovede som ventet barn. Og mens de var der, kom tiden da hun skulle fødde, og hun fødte sin sønn. Den første fødte, svapte ham og la ham i en krybbe, for det var ikke plass til dem i herberget.
Det var noen gjetere der i nærheten som var ute og holdt nattevakt over sauene sine. Med ett sto en Herrens engel foran dem, og Herrens herlighet lyste om dem. De ble meget forferdet. Men engelen sa til dem, «Frykt ikke, jeg kommer til dere med bud om en stor glede, en glede for hele folket. I dag er det født dere en frelser i Davids by, han Kristus Herren. Og dette skal dere ha til tegn. Dere skal finne et barn som svøpt og ligger i en krybbe. Med ett var engelen omgitt av en himmelsk herskare, som lovpriste Gud og sang. Ære være Gud i det høyeste, og fred på jorden blant mennesker som har Guds velbehag.
When King Winter blows cold winds and blankets the landscape in snow, when the sun disappears and the stars sparkle in the sky, when nisser dance on milk cartons and eat rice porridge, it can only mean one thing. Christmas is approaching in Norway. Each family celebrates the holidays in their own way, usually with decorations, December cuisine, and fun activities. I would like to share some of the ways my own family celebrated. Once the Advent season has begun, decorations start appearing. But Norwegians are careful not to decorate too early. And for some, these kinds of preparations don't start until Lille Julaften on the 23rd. You might see an orange with cloves in it. You might see windowsills lit by rows of candles. Hanging in conspicuous places are bundles of wheat with red ribbons and wreaths on doors. Some days leading up are more important than others. St. Lucy's on December 13th brings yellow rolls swirled into creative shapes. Schoolgirls wear white robes and sing the Santa Lucia song, one of whom wears a wreath with four candles atop. Yellow swirled rolls, however, are not the only food special to the Advent period. Breweries stir up Christmas soda and Christmas beer. Gingerbread and marzipan is cut and molded into festive shapes, and porridge bubbles on the stovetop. When served, someone might find a single almond in their porridge. Congratulations, you've just won a prize. Modern Christmas would not be the same without TV. Many channels show 24-part series, with one episode each day leading up to the special day. Some programs give tips on cooking and decorations. Other celebrities sing Christmas songs. It just wouldn't be the same without it. If I had to pick a favorite tradition, it would be the fairy tales. This is where the magic feeling that comes with the holidays really comes from. Stories about little children who didn't think they would get anything, Nisir playing pranks on their hosts, the stories stay with me to this day, and I hope they will be shared with the generation that comes after.
Hi, everyone. My name is Marina, and I want to thank everyone for coming to the Norwegian Julegudstjeneste. It's a pleasure to be here and to see all of you here today. I am now going to talk about my experiences of Christmas in Norway. I grew up at a farm in a little town called Snåsa in the middle of Norway. We had a lot of traditions before and during Christmas. In December, we used to watch Julekalender, which is a Christmas calendar with an episode each day from the 1st of December to the 24th of December. A couple of days before Christmas, I went into the woods with my dad to cut down a Christmas tree. Me and my brother decorated the tree on the evening of December 23rd. On the 24th of December, we woke up early to get the julesock, which is a Christmas sock filled with candy. And from that morning, I would not be hungry again until January. For lunch, we eat julegrøt, which is rice porridge, and the one who finds the almond in the porridge gets a marzipan pig. My grandparents often celebrated Christmas with us, and they would come an hour before we ate dinner to meet Santa Claus with us. Santa would knock on all the windows around the house before coming inside, and I remember how scared I was, but he or she was always very kind, so it was a success every year. For dinner, we eat lutefisk, which is cod treated with lye. After lutefisk, we eat multikrem, which is cloudberry cream, and we have all sorts of Christmas cookies and lefse. While eating dessert, we give a few presents to each other, and we talk until the very late evening. Romjulen is the time between Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. My cousins, aunts, and uncles used to gather during Romjulen. We used to ride in a horse-drawn sleigh wagon and then go inside for gingerbread and glögg, which is mulled wine. We also have the tradition of eating julefrokost, which is Christmas breakfast, together every day during Romjulen. It consists of different kinds of bread and lunch meat, but the best part of it is that we start the day with being together. There is one Christmas that I'll never forget, and that is the last Christmas with my granddad. He had cancer, and we knew that he had only months left. We always celebrated Christmas at our house, except that Christmas. My family and my aunt, uncle, and cousins gathered in my grandparents' house, and I remember how strong the focus on being together was and being grateful for having each other. That was the most important Christmas I've ever had because we spent so much time together as a family. After that Christmas, I have been more grateful for having my family and for being able to be together with them. Now that I've been away from my family for almost 4 months, I'm looking forward to meeting them again soon. I wish you all an early Merry Christmas. Take care of each other and thank you for being here.
Herren velsigne deg og bevare deg. Herren la sitt ans lyse over deg og være deg nådig. Herren løfte sin åsyn på deg og gi deg fred. Amen.